The banging and screaming began shortly after midnight, fists rattling the front door, a woman's voice crying and moaning for help. Shirley and Bob Robeson, ready for bed and relieved that the heat wave plaguing Los Angeles that week had abated at last, stumbled through the dark house and threw open the door. On the welcome mat stood their young neighbor, disheveled in her nightgown and housecoat, shaking and wailing. "My babies," Joanne Parks gasped. "Help them, please, please, they're still in there." The Robesons needed no explanation for what "there" meant. A garish orange light had painted their white stucco house the color of glowing coals. The weedy driveway, normally obscured by darkness at this hour, was lit up, and the Robesons could feel the furnace-hot air pumping up its length like a chimney stack. At the back end of the driveway, the converted garage apartment blazed. The 23-year-old Parks, her husband, and their three small children had moved into this dingy rental in the cramped Los Angeles suburb of Bell less than a week before, clothes and knickknacks and photo albums still piled in half-unpacked boxes, the place a mess. Now the apartment crackled and hissed, flames flaring as bright as camera flashes in the darkness, revealing gouts of black smoke pouring up into a leaden, starless sky. "My children!" Parks shrieked. "They're in back!" Bob hesitated. He was too old for this, he thought. At 57, his health wasn't the greatest. He was bone tired, his job wearing him down day by day. But three little kids trapped in a burning house. Somebody had to do something. Staring at the doorway Parks had left open, he could see inside to the front room of the apartment, the master bedroom, flames and smoke roiling inside. He told his wife to call 911. Then Bob Robeson took a deep breath, held it, and screwed up his eyes as if he were jumping off the high dive platform. He walked to the door and disappeared inside. Shirley and Parks gawked at the doorway, then ran back into the front house to phone for help. Then they raced back to the driveway, waiting for the fire engines, waiting for Bob, waiting for the children to emerge. Parks started moving toward the doorway into the burning house, too, but Shirley grabbed her from behind, shouting, "No, Joanne, don't!" She wrapped her arm around Parks' shoulders and would not let go, certain a distraught woman could not survive long in that house in her flimsy summer nightclothes. "You can't go in there." Parks seemed to be bordering on hysteria to Shirley, but the younger woman heeded the command and didn't fight to free herself. After that, she made no more moves toward entering the house. "Oh, God," Parks moaned a few seconds later. She spoke so softly, Shirley had trouble hearing what she said next, but it sounded something like, "I hope Ronnie wasn't playing with matches again." "What was that?" Shirley asked. Ronnie Jr. was the Parks' oldest child, an only boy, 4 years old, clever, occasionally mischievous. Was Joanne really revealing that the fire could be Ronnie's fault? Or was she just gibbering her fears and guesses in a moment of hysteria? Shirley couldn't tell. Nearly 3 decades would go by, her husband long past, and still she would wonder just what Joanne Parks had said in that moment, and what, if anything, it meant.